conference. Their only loss in conference was to Wild Rose. These two squads met back on January 3rd. It went to overtime, and Pacelli handed the Royals their only loss of the season by the final of 59-54. Anna Schooley led the way for the Royals with 25 points. Jaden Zdroik had 19 for the Cardinals. Hi, everybody. My name is Randy Paul. Michael Comer's alongside here tonight, and we've been having a few technical difficulties with the Wi-Fi here from Adam's Friendship, so we're going to be doing our best to get this game to you on our phone, and we're going to be handing things back and forth between Michael and I. They're introducing the starting lineups. Let's do the same. Right now, they're introducing the Cardinals of Pacelli. They will start at one guard, Caitlin Ilka, 5'5", senior. The other is Madeline Pionic, 5'6", and a sophomore. They start three forwards, Jaden Zdroik, 5'10", and a sophomore, Caitlin Yenter, a 5'9", senior, and Ella Van Order, 5'9", and a junior. For the Assumption Royals and Ryan Klein, they start at point guard, Addie Ballard, a 5'5", senior. The other guard is Sarah Shaw. She, too, is a senior at 5'6". The forwards, Claire Nelson, 5'7", and a senior. And Jordan Jagolinski, the only junior that starts, and she goes 5'8". In the middle, Anna Schooley. She's 6', and she is a senior. And those are the starting lineups for tonight's contest as we are set to bring you action here from Adam's Friendship. Glad you're along for this sectional semifinal between the Cardinals and the Royals. Royals in their home blues, and they are winning the tip going from right to left as Michael and I see it from high atop. Three ball on the way. Knock it down to get things going for the Royals. That's the way to start off a ball game. Royals come out with some full court pressure. Zdroik dribbles right through it, gets it underneath, put up the shot, up and good. As that basket is put down by Caitlin Yenter, and it's 3-2 Royals, just underway here from Adams. Little 2-3 zone. I talked to Coach Klein before the ball game. Unfortunately, with our technical difficulties, we're unable to get that interview to you, but he said they'll come out in that 2-3 zone. And when they put their bigs on top, their best two players, so they'll have to battle against that. Jagolinski goes to the left elbow over to Schooley on the left side. Kind of got a funky bounce from the basketball. Leaves it for Sarah Shaw. She drives in. Left-hand layup, overlaid it. Rebound on the inside, Allie Ballard. We're going to get a tie-up. Jump ball is going to be in possession of the Cardinals. Michael, let's get you on the air. What's going on here tonight, bud?
Oh, some pretty good basketball. I'm thinking we're going to see potentially a game that could be a state quality game, to be honest with you. These two teams are good. As you said, the only loss of the year for the Royals was Pacelli, so we'll see how much the teams have improved.
Cardinals into the forecourt. Jaden Zdroik gets it knocked out of bounds. Last touch, they'll say bye, the Cardinals. So the Royals will have the first turnover of the ball game against the Cardinals, forcing that one. And it is still 3-2 in favor of Assumption. Ballard walks it across the 10-second line, right across the devil. Little backdoor cut. Sarah Shaw too hard on the layup. And the rebound comes down into the hands of Yenter. Pressure in the backcourt by the Royals. They'll leave it up to Zdroik. Left side, Ilka thought about the three, thought better of it. She'll back it off and go on the left-hand corner. That corner is Ella Van Order. Picked up out there by Schooley. Little backdoor cut. Put it up off the glass, and good for Madeline Pionic. And Pacelli has their first lead of the ball game. Jagolinski, a little teardrop, too hard. Schooley on the other side, no. But the forward, she's going to shoot a couple for Anna. Just underway, less than 2 minutes gone by here. And Schooley with an opportunity to give the Royals the lead back as they trail it by one right now. Free throw on the way and short. And we'll have our first substitute. Claire Nelson will be replaced by Lady Sanz de Rosas, the 5'2 junior in the ballgame for Assumption. And a second free throw. See if she can tie it up here. On the way and good. First one was short, second one was a splash. So Zdroik with the basketball, gets double teamed, gets it across into the forecourt, right to the basket, layup with the right hand, Pionic good, and it's 6-4 in favor of Pacelli. Voller dribbles up to the top of the wheel, goes to Lady on the left side. Schooley pops out with the help. Right side, Voller. Addie with the ball above her head. Got Stroik on her. Shaw, left side, Schooley, three ball on the way. That's wide left. Comes up short, Lady with the rebound. They'll go back out on top, reload the offense in the hands of Sarah Shaw. 6-4, Pacelli. Royals with the basketball. Lady will dribble it to the left elbow. Goes around to Vollert, spins it back out to Lady. Three ball on the way, a little bit long. Rebound to Van Order for Pacelli. As we approach the 15-minute mark here of half number one, a little backdoor cut deflected out of bounds by Vollert as they tried to sneak it to Pionic, but were unable to do so because of the long arms of the Royal defense. 15:07 on the clock, 6-4. Royals on the trailing side of the game early here tonight. There they try to go back door. Taken away once again by Schooley. Turnover number two. She'll go coast to coast. Overlay it. On the rebound, Ballard gets fouled. And she'll shoot a couple. That foul is going to go against Pionic. Her first, team second. Free throws on the way and short for Ballard. As Claire Nelson comes in for Anna Schooley. 6-4, chance to cut it to one here. Ballard's free throw on the way, that one's good. So both times that the Royals had two free throws, they hit the back side of it. As Haley Suzuki, a 5'11 sophomore, comes into the ball game. She gets a lot of PT on the year. She is averaging around 13 points per ball game. Pressure in the backcourt. Lady goes against Stroik. Double team, and a timeout going to be taken by Coach Smeglik because it was getting close to a 5-10-second call in the backcourt. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30. We're back with more right after this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Adams with this Division II Sectional II Sectional Semifinal between the Pacelli Cardinals and the Assumption Royals. 1-2 in the seeding here. Cardinals come in ranked 6th in the state last that I had a chance to see. Royals number 1 in state. But, of course, Pacelli was the only victory over the Royals this year, and they break the pressure in the backcourt. Ilka thought that Suzuki was going to cut to the outside, but instead she was backing the defender down, and the ball sails out of bounds. Turnover number 3 thus far on Pacelli, 6-5. Now they got the scoreboard right. They gave the wrong free throw, the free throw to the wrong team last time. Voller dribbles, has it stolen away by Zdroik. That's the first turnover on the Royals. Into the front court races Pionic. Stopped there by Jaglinski. Backdoor lob ball taken away by Sarah Shaw. And they say Sarah was out of bounds when she grabbed that ball. Interesting, when they saved it, I thought maybe one of the two girls that saved it was out of bounds.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was last touch by Pacelli out of bounds, but obviously not.
So we've got Anna Schooley back into the ball game, and she replaces Arashoff for a little rest here. Looking, inbounding, trying to get in. Almost a walk that time by Suzuki. Backdoor cut, put it up and in. Pionic gets her 6 out of 8 points for the Cardinals. Royals in the front court on the right side. Gouley on the right wing. She'll dribble it to the top to Lady. Tons de Rosas goes right side. That's Vollert with the ball on her head, above her head. Vollert gets by one defender, puts up a shot. A lot of contact. Down to the floor goes Allie. We play on. Followed a turnover on the Royals, and now Anna Schooley, with the anticipation on the backdoor cut, gets the INT. Lady with the dribble to the right elbow, stops, goes out on top. Claire Nelson decides not to take the three, goes instead to Lady on the right wing. We rotate the ball left side, Jay Glinski for three. That's long, and the rebound raced down by Ilka for Pacelli, and then Lady reaches in and gets the tie up, jump ball. And turnover number five on the Cardinals as Sarah Shaw gets set to check back in for Addie Vollert. 8-5, just about 13 minutes still to go here in half number one. Cardinals with the lead, Royals with the basketball underneath their own hoop. On the right side is the girls' stick. There's the inbound Salady on the right baseline. Still go to Anna. Anna goes down the lane, puts up the shot. Again, goes to the floor. No foul. We play on. There's a long pass up ahead. Too long that time for Yenter. And if the Royals could take advantage of some of these turnovers, they'd be ahead in this ballgame.
I always like watching physical basketball games, so I don't know how you don't get a foul when you clothesline someone going through the lane. But, hey, we're in the nosebleeds here at the Twin Cities. I don't know. Maybe we just don't see everything right.
Yeah, I think they want to make sure that they keep everybody on the court eligible to play, too. That's part of it. You like to see that at sectional time as well. Try to pass it inside to Schooley. It's tipped back over to Jay Glinski as she tried the enter pass. Left side, Shaw. Inside to Schooley, and there's a bang from behind on the enter. For Kalen, it's going to be personal foul number one, team foul number three. And Van Order back into the ball game for Pacelli. And Vollert back in replacing Lady for the Royals. Addie will inbound it. Wide open Schooley, bounce it right side. Claire Nelson, yep. Claire cuts the lead to one. 8-7. Ball ahead to half court. Caught there by Piana. She goes to Ilka. Going against Vollert, picks up her dribble. Now crosses on top of the wheel. That's the enter. Little runner. Good. Make that strike on the basket. Surfers two of the ball games. And it's now 10-7, Cardinals. Schooley right elbow. Dribble penetration. Scoop shot. Overlays it. And the rebound once again by Suzuki for the Pacelli. Ilka out on the fly, left side. Ball in the hands of Piani. 10-7. Pacelli on top, 11:30 to go, half one. And a double dribble called turnover number seven. The Royals could take advantage of some of these. They'd have a shot to be ahead here, but missed a few layups. And they find themselves down by three. Claire Nelson takes a seat once again. Lady back in for Assumption. Right now, the Royals just going six deep with a rotation. Lady will hand it off to Addie. And Addie has it stripped away. And that's turnover number three on Assumption. Bodies on the floor. We play through it. Right side, Ilka. Leaves it for Suzuki. Goes baseline against Schooley. Double teamed, and they're going to get a reach and foul, I believe, on Lady. And for Lady, the junior gets her first. That's the first foul for the Royals as Sarah Shaw comes out. Claire Nelson back in for Coach Klein. Still 10-7, exactly 11 minutes to go. Inbounds pass. Shot up, comes up short, and then a reach-in foul as Schooley was trying to break free. Scorer's table's on the other side of the court, so we always have to wait until we see it come up on the board, and it's on Haley Suzuki, the first on Haley, fourth on the team. So no pressure at all. They'll just simply pick it up. Man-to-man at half court, Will Pacelli. Ballard goes to the free throw line, stops, pops from the left elbow, wide left, rebound grabbed by Addy, put up and in. It was tipped back to her. She was able to grab it, kiss it off the glass with the left hand from the left side. And they try to get it down low quickly, and a foul is going to be called on Claire Nelson. Second on the Royals, first on Claire, and two free throws up and coming for Pjanic. Madeline Pjanic has 6 points, and the lead for Pacelli is one at the 10:30 mark of half number one. Pjanic's free throw is good. She now has 7. Saw back in for Jay Glinski. And also back in, Yenter for the Cardinals. So both teams right now just going 6 deep. Kind of figured that might be the case. And the next free throw is good as well. 12-9 Pacelli. Ballard, left side, Shaw. Sarah with the right-hand dribble on the left wing. So rotate the arc. Claire Nelson with it now. Ball above her head, left side. Schooley for 3, short. Rebound volleyballed around. Shaw had it momentarily, could not gather it in. And Ilka up ahead for the Cardinals. Lady on her. Try to get it inside. Once again, poked away by Claire Nelson. And here come the Royals, right side. Schooley up, get in, no. But the foul is going to be called on Stroik. So they have 5 team fouls, but it's 5 different players for Pacelli. And then a Schooley, who is 1 for 2 from the charity stripe, will shoot 2. Free throw on the way, good. Zaglinski back in for Claire Nelson. 9:53 to go, half one, 12-10, Pacelli. Free throw, wide left. And the Royals now 3 for 6 from the charity stripe. So they've had opportunities, just have not been able to capitalize thus far.
Yeah, and that's sometimes been their bugaboo the last few years on offense, being able to get those buckets to fall. I mean, there's a lot of game to go, but man, it's been kind of when they've struggled, we're seeing that blueprint fall into place.
Oh, well, the Cardinals, after it's poked out of bounds by the Royals, will inbound it right below us at half court. And they do so in the back court into the hands of Stroik. She spins it down the paint, throws up a tough shot, too long. Rebound battle for, they're going to say jump ball, yes. And possession arrow in favor of Pacelli. So we'll turn the arrow around, we'll give him a turnover. Unofficially, I've got him for 9.
I do too.
And Pacelli will inbound it from the left side of the basket as we see it. 9:29 to go. Oh, cutting free right down the lane. Maybe got away with one there as Yenter went up for the shot and the ball went flying out of bounds. There, Nelson back in. She'll come in and replace Jay Glinski for assumption. Harden's only got 1 shot off tonight. I'm sure they're going to hound her and make sure she doesn't spot up from 3 very often. Inbounds way out on top. Long 3 ball. That's way too long. Rebound, Sarah Shaw. She'll take it up the left side of the court. Looks to go baseline. Right hand off the glass. Too hard again. And the rebound battled for and dug out of there by the Cardinals. And then they throw it away. Hopefully we can just start knocking down a few of those layups. Just nerves, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So the inbounds will come from Ballard. Well, right on the corner of the gymnasium here. The field house, I should say. Ballard looking, gets it in to Shaw. Sarah turns the corner, and they're going to call a bump this time as Sarah was going through the lane. I think that might be Van Order. Nope. It's going to be an Ilka. Katie's second, team's 6. From here on out, Royals going to be shooting free throws over the final nine-plus minutes. Chesky back in. I call her Suzuki, but I think they're saying Krzyzewski.
Yeah. Yep.
It looks like Suzuki. Inbounds into the corner, Jaglinski. They pop out on her immediately. Cooley gets the catch from Jaglinski. Anna goes right back over to Jags. Gets it down low. Ballert, drop step. Out on top, Cooley. Good, tough defense being employed right now by the Cardinals. Nelson, left arc. Back out on top to Jaglinski. Royals working the perimeter very patiently. Ball in the hands of Jaglinski. Down underneath. Shaw puts it up. Misses it again. And the rebound battled for, and we're going to get a traveling as down to the floor went Krzyzewski with the basketball on the rebound. And Coach Maglick wanted a foul on that, but official just shook his head and said no. Mahler will be replaced by Sens de Rosas. 12-10, Pacelli. Royals with the basketball. Inbound into the corner. Schooley to the basket. Put it up off the glass. It rolls off. And the rebound comes down to Krzyzewski. Up into the forecourt come the Cardinals. Three ball on the way for Krzyzewski. That's long. Rebound battled for Claire Nelson. Jump ball. And will be Assumptions basketball. Shaw will inbound it for the Royals as they'll have to go length of the court in the final 8 minutes and 6 seconds, down by two. Be interesting to see how many of the close shots they miss. Royals probably could have about 24 points right now. But they trail by two. Let's just hope they start falling here as we progress through half number one. Lede, still dribble it inside the arc. Now go right side, Ballert. Addie Ballert, her second three bomb. She has 9 points. The Royals, they're in the lead. First time since is about, what, 3-0. Man order all the way down. Teardrop, no. Rebound, battle for it. One by Schooley. Royals got numbers. 2-on-1. Bounces it right side. Jaglinski misses the layup. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Cardinals. Looking over at the Royal bench, they're just kind of beside themselves knowing that all of these close looks could have fallen. If, right? But with that said, Royals still have the 1-point lead. 7:30 to go in half number one. Addy will inbound it. And throws it right into the hands of the Cardinals, Krzyzewski. And then, B-1. Went to the floor, lost control, and it'll be Royal basketball. Big crowd here tonight, I'm sure you can hear it. We have a hard time hearing, and we're just talking into the phone. Jaglinski, hand off to Ballert. Addy, backdoor cut, Jaglinski. Come on, baby. Hey! Jordan knocks it down. Gets her first two. A full timeout going to be taken by the Cardinals. We're going to take it well. We're back with more from Adams right after this.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Back here at Adams Friendship Fieldhouse, home of the Green Devils, Division 5, Sectional 2, Sectional Semifinal between the top-seeded Royals and the second-seeded Cardinals of Pacelli. Right now, the Royals, despite all of their difficulties getting the ball to stay in the hoop, lead it by 3, and the ball went out of bounds, and it's going to be Cardinal basketball. They had a wide-open pass underneath and went right through the hands, but able to save it was Yenter, and she threw it off the leg of the Royals, and it went out of bounds, and it'll be Pacelli basketball with one tick under 7 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Van Order inbounds it. So Szczeski puts up the jumper. It rolls out. Van Order gets fouled on the way up, and that's going to go against Daddy Bowler, I think. No. They called it on Claire Nelson. That's the second on Claire, third on the team. And the free throw on the way for Van Order. Good. First point of the ball game for Ella. Claire Nelson takes a seat. Anna Schooley replaces her. 15-13 Royals. 7 minutes to go here in half number one. Second free throw. It rattled a little bit, but it went. And the lead is now one for Assumption. Ballard takes it up to the top of the wheel. Lady, right side, crosses her dribble over. Sarasaw, left elbow. He's pounded there by Yenter. Skip it over the top, Schooley. Give and go, right side. Anna kicks it back out. Jay Glinski for 3. Yeah! 18-14, Royals by 4. Long pass up ahead. Szczeski, good. Haley gets her first 2. 18-16, Assumption into the front court. Kelly been doing a pretty good job so far breaking the Royal pressure. There was a prime example of it. Addy will dribble it a couple of times. The long arms of Yenter going against her. Now she spins away. Saw thought about the 3, and she got poked out of bounds. Last touch by Stroik. Claire Nelson comes back in for Jordan Zaglinski. Coach calls play 3 with 5:55 to go in the first half. 18-16. Royals by a bucket. Addy looking to inbound. Still looking. 5 seconds. Looked one tick too long. Just about got rid of it in time, but couldn't quite get it in bounds, and turnover number 5 on Assumption. Into the front court comes Yenter with it. Try to pass it inside. Poked away by Schooley. Turnover number 13. Ballard spinning inside. Ball comes loose. And it's picked up by the Cardinals. Turnover number 6 on the Royals. Van Order goes against Schooley. And they put the ball in the hands of Stroik as he tries an entry pass from Yenter. Goes sailing out of bounds. And that's 14 turnovers thus far on the Cardinals. Addy takes the seat. Jordan comes back in. So Lady now going to run the point. Addy on the bench. Goes down by Coach Fine, who's on the far end of the bench. Get a few words of advice. Lady gets knocked to the floor. It's going to go against Szczeski. That'll be her second. And it'll be free throws up and coming for Anna Schooley. She's 2 for 4 from the free throw line, and now she's about to shoot a 1-1. Ilka will come in for Szczeski. And that was a pretty easy call. Just kind of ran right through it. See if Anna can hit the front end here. And it's too long and left. Rebound. Shaw can't quite save it. And it's going to be Cardinals basketball. That went under the bleachers on the far end of the field house. And gives the Royals a chance to get Addie Voller back into the ballgame. But before Addie can come into the ballgame, coach is going to take a timeout. He wants a 30, so do we. Back with more from Adams right after this.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
Back here at Adams, as the Assumption Royals doing battle with the Cardinals of Pacelli. They have a 2-point advantage here. As we come back out of the TO with 5:04 to go, and Pacelli with the basketball, trying to tie things up or take the lead. Into the forecourt with the basketball is Droich. Goes to Yenter on the right baseline. Poke free, and it slowly runs out of bounds before Schooley could get there to save it. So the Cardinals will inbound it from about where the arc meets the baseline. Doing the honors will be Enter. Kalen gets the ball. Looking for somebody underneath the hoop. Nothing available. Throws it out on top. There's nobody there except Sarah Shaw. She hits Jaglinski on the fly. Jordan with the finish. Turnover number 15. The lead back up to 4 for the Royals. Into the front court. Van Order. She puts up the runner. Oh, what a friendly roll. Front of the rim, bracket, blast, you name it, it hit it. Schoolage on the other end. Jaglinski for 3 from the left wing short. And the rebound is secured by the Cardinals. It looked good. It was right on line, just came up a little bit short. And now in the backcourt, double teamed by the Royals. Take it away. Bounce pass over to Shaw. Left hand, no. Gets her own rebound. Pump fakes, kicks it back out. And they'll reload the offense. Schooley, wide open underneath. Ballard, no. She turned around. I think she thought she was going to get more pressure than she did. Put up the shot, didn't get it to go, and then she committed a foul on the play. And for Addie, it'll be her first team's fourth. A couple of good looks again. Royals just could not take advantage, and it's still a 2-point lead for Assumption. So Ilka with it, picks up the dribble in the backcourt. Yunter against her. Ballard stripped away by Song. Sarah will take it all the way with the left hand and finish. That's the first 2 tonight for Sarah Song. And the Royals lead it once again by 4 points. Ilka, front court, reaching in. Ballard almost able. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Schooley. Anna takes it in. Puts it up, and you are. And a Schooley now has 4 points. And the lead grows to 6 for the Royals. Ilka pressured in the backcourt to Van Order. Dump it down underneath Strike. Off the glass. No, too strong. Rebound to Schooley. Anna takes it 1-on-3. Bounces it left side. Jaglinski, yeah! And Coach Jaglinski's going to need a timeout. As the Royals lead, Royals panic. She wants a 30, so do I. Back with more from Adams right after this.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Back here at Adams Friendship, where the Royals on a little bit of a run here, lead it 26-18 as we come out of the timeout with 2:55 to go here in half number one. It'll be Pacelli basketball going the length of the court. Ilka will inbound it. Does so to Stroy. Picked up there by Sarah Shaw. Spins it from right to left. Passes it ahead into the hands of Pionic. Hand it off to Yenter. Little dribble handoff to Ilka. Claire Nelson on her. Again, she picks up the dribble. Ball knocked free out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Anna Schooley. We've had a few bodies on the floor here tonight, but they're kind of calling it rather evenly. So they want the starting five to make sure they're in the game at the end, or we'd be out of a lot of bodies already. Double team once again, almost a steal by Shaw. Spin move, Van Order, left hand, nice move. Bella Van Order, she spun right around the defender, went in with the left hand. Schooley the other way with the left hand, no. And that foul is going to go against Yenter. Going to be number two on Yenter. And there'll be two shots up and coming for Schooley. Two for five for Anna at the free throw line thus far. She has 4 points. Free throw on the way. Good. 27-20 Royals. Still 2:15 to go in the half. Claire Nelson out. Lady Sanz de Rosas back in. One more up and coming for Anna. On the way, and good. Anna now 4 for 7. The lead balloons to 8 once again. As in the backcourt, Droik goes against Shaw. Nice wraparound pass and a block from behind on Schooley. But they'll say Anna got a little bit of the arm that time. And that's the first on Anna. And it'll send Pionic to the free throw line where she's a perfect 2 for 2. 2:05 to go. She can cut it to 6 here if she makes both. Give it a couple of ounces, give it a spin, and a splash. Oh, they're a perfect 5 for 5 from the charity stripe thus far, Michael. So Royals have come up short 4 times from the charity stripe, plus numerous layups, as we may have mentioned. One more free throw up and coming for Madeline. Pionic, again, the spin, and this one rattles a bit, but it goes. 28-22, 2 minutes remaining. Jaglinski with the catch-up on the right side. She'll go back over to Vollert. Addy will dribble it back towards the Green Devil at center court, over to Lede. Wanted to go to Shaw down low, but too good a defense by Ilka. So instead, they'll rotate the arc. Vollert back out on top. Lede, dribble penetrate, jumper on the way. 15, gone! First two for Lede. And the Royals once again ahead by 8. Vollert goes against Zdroik. Zdroik spins it down the paint, puts up a runner off the glass, too hard. Rebound fought for, battled for, dug out of there by Van Order. Lede reaches in, got her on the arm, and that's going to be team foul number 6. So final buck 20, the Cardinals will be shooting free throws. Anna Schooley will come in for Lede with those 2 fouls. 1:21 to go, 30-22 Assumption. They trailed for the better part of this first half, but now they got that 8-point advantage. A little bit of a spurt there at about the 5-minute mark. 3-ball on the way. Splash! Droik. He just stopped and popped and finished it. Royals with a 1:05 to go and the ball, leading it by 5. Schooley, top of the wheel. 3-ball on the way. A little bit wide left that time for Addie Vollert. And then in the backcourt, Addie a little bit too aggressive, and she knocks Droik to the floor. So for Vollert, that'll be personal foul number 2, and we'll take a walk to the other end with 53 seconds to go. and shooting some free throws will be Jaden Stroik, at least one, because it's a 1-1. Chance to cut the lead to 3 if you hit them both. Big knee bend, free throw on the way, good. So not a missed free throw thus far for the Cardinals, keeping them in this ballgame. Second free throw, a spin, and a slash. Now 8-for-8 from the free throw line, 30-27. Let's see how the Royals play this final 45 seconds. Ballard on the right wing, she's got a lane. She goes left side, Jake Linsky for 3, yeah! Down to 35 seconds. Behind the back with the dribbles, Troy closes in. Oh, they'll say last touch by Ballard. That was close. We look at the instant replay, it'd be interesting to see if she got a fingertip on it. 29 seconds exactly to go. Royals by 6. Ball into the hands of Yenter. She'll try to turn the corner. She'll go to the basket, and they're going to call a bump on Stooley. So for a game that's been very physical, we've had a couple of touch fouls fall lately here. Don't like to see it get changed up. Keep it consistent. So Yenter has not been to the free throw line yet tonight. He steps up now with a 1-1. And got it. 9-for-9 from the free throw line for Pacelli. Time to do my best to jinx him if you're a Royal fan.
Yeah.
Backside of the 1-1. Free throw on the way. I did it. And the rebound. Schooley gets jump ball as she and Stroik go to the floor, and Pacelli has the arrow. Just unfortunate that time for the Royals. Got a kind of a funky bounce off that missed free throw. 33-28. Pacelli will inbound it way out on top. Pionic goes into the hands of Yenter. Stolen away by Ballard. She'll back it off now. So we're down to 8 seconds. Left side, Ballard. Dribbles it. Still dribbling it. Three ball on the way for Jake Linsky.
At the buzzer. You can book it.
And the Assumption Royals go into the locker room, leading it by the score of 36-28. That three-pointer came from about 10 feet beyond the arc between the top of the wheel and the right wing. So we're going to do a lot of adding up of numbers. Laura, back at our studio, engineering our broadcast, and doing a wonderful job going through all these technical difficulties. As she's worked through it, she'll play us a little bit of music, and then we'll be back with about, 2 minutes to go or so here in the halftime. Bring those numbers to you. Until then, enjoy some country music from Laura. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI. Back here in Adams Friendship, the field house of the Green Devils, as we are in our Division II, Sectional 2 semifinal between the Royals of Assumption and the Cardinals of Pacelli. Royals with a nice late surge, take an 8-point lead into the break, 36-28. They're led in scoring by Jordan Jaglinski. She has 3 three-bombs behind her name and 15 points in all. After that, it's 9 for Addie Vollert. She also has a couple of three-pointers. 6 for Anna Schooley. And then 3 different players with 2 points each, Claire Nelson, Sarah Shaw, and Lady Sanz de Rosas. 5-for-8 from the free throw line for Assumption for 62%, turning it over 6 times. For the Pacelli Cardinals, led in scoring by the sophomore, Madeline Pionic, with 10. Everybody else is in single digits. Jaden Stroik has 7. 6 for Ella Van Order. 3 for Kaylin Yenter. And a bucket for Haley Krzyzewski. 9-for-10 from the charity stripe. I jinxed him on the last one. 90%. 20 turnovers. Michael, what's got to happen here in half number 2?
Well, I mean, obviously what's got to have to happen is Assumption's got to make their shots. I have them with 12 rebounds.
13 rebounds for Pacelli, but they wouldn't have nearly that many if Sumption makes their shots. I know that kind of is capped an obvious statement of the year, but that's really what they got to do is just keep playing the way they want to, the way they know how to play. They're going to be all right. Another interesting score to note: halftime, 28-13, Sevastopol over Oneida Nation, and that would be the Rebels of Sevastopol who plays the winner of this game.
Sevastopol used to be in the conference that I was in back in high school over at Manitowoc, and so familiar with that school, and they're just kind of out in the country there, and they got themselves a 21-4 record, if I remember correctly, on the season. So Royals up by 8, and they will have the basketball to start the second half, and they're going to have to get it in bounds to Sarah Shaw from Addie Ballard, and they do, and it goes right back to Adams. Royals like to see if they can't get something going right here on the opening possession here of half number two. So they had Jay Glinski on the left wing. They couldn't get it to her. She hit a big three bomb right before the break at the buzzer. And now inside, outside they go. Run to Jay Glinski on the right side. Still the 2-3 zone. Pacelli's been in it all night long. As they put on top pass, Shaw, inside, outside. Claire Nelson doesn't take it. And instead they'll work the perimeter. Now turning the edges, Ballard. Schooley down the paint, back out. Shaw, she'll pick up the dribble. Schooley goes right inside. Ballard kick it out. Claire Nelson spotting up a three ball short. Rebound volleyball around and won by the Cardinals. Droyk has it, and she'll take it into the front court. On top, Yenter. She gets a screen, backdoor cut, put it up. Three-point play possible as Claire Nelson got the arm of Pionic. And Pionic now with 12 points. And that's going to be number three on Claire. As into the ball game will come Lady Sanz de Rosas. Claire will take a seat with those three fouls. So looking for the old-fashioned three-point play is Pionic. Try to cut this lead down to 5. Free throw is on the way and short. And Lady has it stripped away from behind. Ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow should be in favor of the Cardinals. We'll give the turnover to the Royals, number 7. So Pionic to inbound it on the right side of the basket. Looking for a lob inside. Goes baseline instead. There's a backdoor cut. Van Orden has it blocked away by Schooley. Out on the fly is Sarah Shaw. 3-on-2. Schooley stops. Crossover pass to Ballard. They'll reload the offense. They go left side. Rebound on the way. Shaw, that's short. Backside rebound. Lady keeps it alive. Sarah Shaw puts it up, gets hit on the arm. And Sarah's going to shoot two. Going to be on Katie Ilka. That'll be her third personal. So both she and Claire with three fouls. So Sarah Shaw, her first free throws of the night, and it rattles around and it rolls in. I was all ready to say it falls off. It hit the rim, it hit the backboard, and then it's kind of caromed to the right, and then she spun back around and fell through. Second free throw for Sarah with confidence, a little long this time. Rebound, they knocked it away from each other. Ballard puts it up, no. Rebound is loose and dug out of there by the Cardinals. It's on the floor, and now finally coming away with it. The under. She has it knocked away from behind, and they're going to say Lady knocked her to the ground. So for Lady, that'll be her third personal foul. So a couple of Royals now with three fouls, and we got a long way to go, folks. We've only played a minute and 16 seconds thus far. Droyk with it in the backcourt. Cross the timeline, behind the back with the dribble against Fowler. Get it down low in the paint. Down low, put it up and in for Suzuki. Her second basket of the ball game. 37-32. Assumption by 5. Royals going to spread out the arc. Lady on top to Addy. Ballard goes to the free throw line to Shaw. Almost have it poked away. Ballard runs it down. Used up her dribble. Lady comes around with the help. Get it inside. Three ball on the way once again for Jay Glancy. Jordan now with 4 3 balls. She has 18 points. And the lead now at 8 once again. Little trouble with the dribble is he enters. Taken away by Sarah Song. Sarah's going to kick it out on the left side. Another 3 ball? No. She faked it instead and Lady doubled it. Lost it a little bit and double dribbled it. Turnover number 8 on Assumption, and that's the lead. 8 with 15:44 to go. So right in front of the Royal bench, Will Pacelli inbound it. Into the front court now. Against Schooley comes Droit. Backdoor cut. There's Van Order. She'll put it up. No. She underlays it. Run down in the corner by Jake Linsky. And she'll leave it ahead into the hands of Lady. Bounce pass up ahead. Baller into the corner. Anna Schooley back over. Let it fly for 3. Short. And the rebound secured by Shizuski and a jump ball. As she got tied up by Lady and the arrow in favor of the Royals. A little Lady in there. At 5'2" in the land of the Giants, forces the jump ball and the turnover. Jake Linsky will take a seat as Claire Nelson comes back in. Royals by 8, 15-12 to go. 40-32 Assumption. Lady catches it in the corner. She throws it off the leg of Droit, so it'll still be Assumption basketball. Addie's going to inbound it right at the end of the Royal bench. And she will do so to Sarah Shaw as it poked away from behind, but running it down in the backcourt is the Royals' Lady. Shaw on top, Ballard on the right wing. She gets double-teamed. She skips it over to Schooley. Anna will let a 3-ball fly. That's going to be short. Rebound is loose on the floor. Anna runs it down, and she's got it on the left baseline. Cross-court pass, Lady, top, Ballard, underneath, get it to Sarah Shaw! The hoop and the arm! Sarah now has 5 points. As the foul is going to be whistled against Shizuski, her third foul. And that's the second foul of the half here as into the ball game. Once again, it's Jordan J. Glinsky. He'll give Schooley a little bit of a breather. Sarah's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And she's now 1-for-3. A free throw dug out of there by Yenter. They pick up her dribble, give it to Droit, race it up the far sideline, cross-court pass to Ilka. Van Order, travel. Yep, good call. Just got going a little too fast, couldn't get the ball on the floor, drags the pivot foot, turnover, number 23.
And this is where Assumption starts to grind you down. You're suppressing. You're down by 10 for the first time all night. Clock is still plenty, but you're turning it over. You're starting to press. So that's where you start making your mistakes. I don't want to jinx it or anything like that, but Assumption's kind of got them where they want them to, and then the Royals turn it right back over.
And they said that Lady walked. Coach Klein right there did not argue about the call. Schooley will come back in for Claire Nelson. Gusky back in also, replacing Yenter for Pacelli. And Yenter usually handles the ball. This will be interesting now. 14-18, still to go. 42-32 Royals. Stroik will be doing the handling of the ball. She turns into a double team. They're going to say Sarah Shaw got her on the arm. The good news is that's the first on Sarah for the Royals. She turned into a double team, and they said Sarah got her on the arm, that's why the ball came free. Oh, the inbounds ball goes right through the hands of Stroik. She'll try to get it back to Suzuki underneath on the right baseline into the hands of Yenter. Dribble it against Schooley. Spin move. Anna took one in the jaw. We play on. They reload, do the Cardinals. And Van Order fakes the pass underneath, goes to Droit. She'll let a 3-ball fly. She was 5 feet behind the arc and hit it. That's her second three. She has 10. Lead down to 7, 13-33 still to go in our contest. Right now, if things hold, it'll be Assumption against Sevastopol. But there's a lot of game in both of those to go, as Sebastopol taking on Oneida Nation. Shaw bounces it, tries to go right side to Leyte, but the ball is picked off by the Cardinals, and they'll take in the four-court van order. Spin move, stops at the left elbow. Back out on top, another long three. This one's off the arc. The long rebound battled for. Sarasaw rips it away. There is going one-on-two, full court, as it blocked at the basket. Rebound's on the floor, and we're going to have a... They're going to say ball, and Patel's, I don't know why. Maybe it was because Anna was had a foot on the line.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So, therefore, it'll be Pacelli basketball. She was battling for it, but they said her foot was out of bounds. So, the Royals now still leading it by 7. Ilka in the backcourt. Harassed by Leyte. Leyte strips it away from her. She'll take it in with the right hand and rolls off the rim. Another missed layup for the Royals. And now a steal in the backcourt by Sarah Shaw. Nope, they said she reached in on Stroik, so that'll be number 2 on Sarah. Team's 4th. 12:38 remaining. 42-35. Full court pressure by the Royals. They go man-to-man on the pressure, and then they'll double-team when they can. Stroik somehow manages to get that ball ahead into the hands of Pionic. She'll cross it left side to Ilka underneath. Van Order, no. Schooley harassed her, reaching in, and we're going to get a foul. That's going to be called on Suzuki. Going to be number 4 on her. 12:22 to go. Claire Nelson back into the ballgame, and she'll replace Anna Schooley. Only 2 team fouls thus far here, and I got them for 3. I got Ilka for 1, and I got... Yeah, so there it is. This third one's up there. Over the intercom, they said 2 team fouls, but it's actually 3. They got it right on the board. Jeske will take a seat now. Yenter back into the ballgame. So Sarasaw will walk it up into the front court. With Addie Bollard on the right side. Saw will bounce it. Oh, Addie had to go right through her hands, but she somehow regained possession. They try to go back door to Leyte. Goes out on top. And they load the offense once again on the left side to Shaw. There goes to Bollard. She tries to spin against Stroik, unable to do so. Leyte dribbling it against Pionic. Right side Bollard, trying to post up Claire Nelson. Sarah puts it on the pavement instead. Left side Leyte with it. 11:35 to go. Royals by 7. And we're going to have a foul away from the ball. It's going to be whistled against Stroik. Jaden second, team sport. Schooley back in for Leyte. And Addie's going to inbound it from the left side of the basket as we see it. They get it into Schooley. She stops. Back over to Claire Nelson. 15-footer! You can book it. It's her second basket of the ball game. The lead back up to 9 for Assumption. As Bollard goes against Stroik. Stroik keeps the dribble alive. Stops. Pops. No. Rebound Schooley on the fly. She's coming up the far side of the court. He goes to the right elbow, skips it all the way over the top to Bollard. Off the glass and gone. Addie Bollard now with 11. And then on the inbounds, Addie with the reach in. It'll be her third personal. So Addie with 3, Claire with 3, Leyte with 3. Team foul number 5 on the Royals. And there's still 11 minutes to go. Assumption by 11. Into the front court, Yenter. Dribbles it with the left hand, now goes back between the circles with the right hand. Now picks up that dribble. She's in some trouble. Claire Nelson kind of knocked a Stroik to the floor. And James with the INT, and she gets fouled in the backcourt. And that foul's going to go against Pionic. For Madeline, it'll be her second personal. 5th on the team. So both teams, 5 fouls. You talk about Sarah officiating, that's about as fair as you can get. they've been doing a heck of a job for such a rough game. So now Vollard catches it. They got 3-on-3. Blair Nelson left wing in front of the bench. Schooley pops out left side. Little roll inside. Nice bounce pass. Nelson. Oh, on the weak side. Shaw has it knocked out of bounds. Yeah, she put up the shot, but it'll be Royal basketball. I'll tell you, I would not want to be out there wearing stripes tonight. My goodness, there's still a lot of fouls, a lot of game to go, and they have been calling about the bare minimum. Come on, Addy. Come on, Addy. Inbounds it to Shaw. That was about 4 on the count. Sarah has it on the left wing. She'll pick up her dribble. Go to Schooley, outside to Jaglinski. Jordan, a couple of jab steps. Out to Schooley and a pump fake. Goes right down the lane, puts up the runner. No. Rebound Sarah Shaw on the weak side. They reach in on her, and we're going to get a jump off. It'll be Assumption basketball. She kept swinging her arms. I don't know that I ever really did see Pacelli get possession, but I think they just wanted to stop her swinging her arms. 10-10 to go. Royals by 11. Nice inbounds look. Go to Sarah Shaw back underneath the Vollert. No. Gets her own rebound. Pass! She just willed that one in from the bottom of the basket. Royals by 13.
I thought that could have been an and one.
So into the front court. Strike. She'll take it to the right wing. Back out on top to Piani. In the corner. There's Yenter. Runs into Schooley. Puts up too long. Rebound Claire Nelson. Jaglinski's going to force it. Push it up ahead. Shaw. Left side. Three ball. The place will go crazy. And she hits it. And she does. A three bomb. Timeout going to be taken by the Cardinals. The Royals lead it by 16. It's a full timeout. We'll take one, too. We're back with more right after this.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great. Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
This contest will take on either Sebastopol or Oneida Nation, and with about 10 minutes to go in that ball game, the scoreboard reads Sebastopol 30, Oneida Nation 17. Our scoreboard reads Assumption 51, Pacelli 35. We have 9:29 to go, and as we break the huddles, it'll be Cardinal basketball. The inbounds to strike. He goes against Shaw. Claire Nelson and Shaw double team. They poke the ball free. Sarah's got an INT. She bounces it left side. Left hand, put it up, no for Vollert. And gets her own rebound, puts it up again. Knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay in the hands of the Royals. Coach kind of giving a hard time to Sarah. Said, just go in with the right hand next time. You got a wide open layup. Made it a tough pass, but Royals still have possession. Lob it inside to Shaw. She'll put it up. And has it knocked out of bounds again. Keep it on the Royal end. Well, we've successfully taken off 18 seconds without a whole lot going on. 9:09. Royals 51-35. Vollert looking. Gets it in on the right side to Sarah Shaw. On top is Schooley. And a ball above her head. Left side, Vollert. Ball above her head. Now she'll pound the pavement. Cross it over left to right. Claire Nelson, top of the wheel, right side. Jaglinski. Ilka on her. 8:53 to go. Coach wants them to run the offense and keep moving the basketball. Swing it side to side. That's how you get a zone to make mistakes. But right now, Pacelli in a man-to-man, knowing they can't just sit back in a zone down by 16, because if they would, The Royals would just sit outside. Sarah Shaw tries to turn the corner. Back to her cut. Stolen, yes! And that's what you do. You just take your time. You run your offense. The other way, Pionic overlays it. No. The rebound, Sarah Shaw. Ball's free on the ground. Picked up by Ilka. No. Ball still loose. Grabbed out of there by Shaw. And a reach-in foul. Going to be whistled against the Cardinals. Nope. They're going to say the Royals stepped out of bounds. They're going to say the Cardinals stepped out of bounds. So it's going to be Royal basketball. You know what? I think they're going to discuss it. They're going to see if the Royals were the ones that were out of bounds. So two of the officials are conferring right now. I wouldn't be surprised if this went to the Cardinals.
It should.
Talking to Coach Smaglik right now. And I think they're going to keep it the way it is. Nope, they're going to give it to Pacelli. I think Coach maybe had a little influence on that one. Yeah, she was right. So the Royals up by 18 with 8:15 to go. So the inbounds will come from Ilka. And we still have some discussion. I think Coach Pine probably saying, why did you overturn that from way out here when he was right on the baseline? But I think they will play on. So here we go. After about a two-minute break to get that discussed and figured out. And the ball tipped by Mollert, so the turnover anyway. And Shaw will try to bounce it to Jay Glinski. And turnover going the other way. Yenter, she has it poked loose by Shaw. Almost picked up by Mollert. Juszewski back into the contest for Coach Smaglik. She will replace Yenter. So Kaylin takes the seat. Ilka right in front of her bench. Inbounds it. Shoes to Pionic. Pionic picks up the dribble. Shaw rips it out of her hands. And Royals got numbers. Sarah bounces it left side. Ballard left hand. Yeah. Addie Vollert now with 9 in the second half. The Royals by 20 with 7:20 to go. Right side, layup on the way, Van Order. No, ball's loose. Grabbed out there by Claire Nelson. And Vollert into the front court. Addie slows things up with 7:30 to go and a 20-point lead. Well, if you can take a minute off every time you have possession, it'd be tough to throw this one away.
At least a minute.
Mollert right now almost loses it from behind. Claire Nelson right there to help. Schooley, right wing, ball above her head. On top, Mollert. Addie is picked up out there by Zdroit. Coach Pine maybe can hear him yelling in the background, move. Want that offense to keep rotating. Get those screens down low and rotate out to the wings. Mollert out on top, Jay Glinski. Left side, Schooley, under 7 minutes to go. To Opaka. The site has been changed. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Pacelli. As of now, the game is 7 o'clock in Opaka. It already has been moved several times. I won't say another name to confuse anyone. We'll see if that holds up in the next 2 days. There are some circumstances where it could change. Three! Jake Linsky, short. And the rebound is taken out of there by Van Order. Yenter, behind the back with the dribble. Now she'll drive it against Schooley, put it up the right hand, overlaid it, and it gets the rebound. She's racing ahead of Van Order, goes right side. Jake Linsky thinks better of the three as Ilka gets in front of her. Schooley back out to Jake Linsky. Looking for a cutter on top, so Jordan has to take it to the top herself with the dribble. We are down to 6 minutes away from moving on to a sectional final for the Royals. Schooley on top of the wheel. No hurry. Just rotate the arc, and at some point they're going to be forced to follow. Claire Nelson, Anna Schooley, Addie Vollert. as it pulled away from behind. Turnover number 14, give and go, put it up, and a hoop and a harm as Claire Nelson knocks Pionic to the floor. And for Madeline, she's now got 14 points. Back into the ball game for the Cardinals will be Yenter. Van Order will take a seat. 9 for 11 from the free throw line are the Cardinals. They're now 10 for 12 as the free throw drops in. 55-38, still have to get rid of 5.5 minutes on the clock. Waller goes right side to Schooley as Anna was across the 10-second line. Extending the pressure are the Cardinals now. And Sarah Shaw pushes off a little bit. Jay Glinski, Ilka on her. Almost a high bounce. Left side, Waller. Baseline, Claire Nelson puts it up too hard. Rebound, last touch, I think, by the Cardinals, yep. Had another one of those good looks that just would not go. And Coach Klein smiling and saying to the official, we could have a pretty good size lead if it would all go for us. 5:03 to go. He and the official have a good smile with it. Addie looking, gets it into Anna. Back around to Addie, spots up a three. No, off the bracket. Rebound into the hands of Yenter, and she has it poked away. Picked up by Ballard. And a timeout taken by Coach Klein. And that gives us a chance to talk to you about all of the fine sponsors who are allowing us to make this trip here today. Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. If you want to get on board for sectional finals and hopefully state, you know what? Give us a call tomorrow. Why not? Make sure we can hook you up and get you on board, and we thank all of the sponsors for allowing us to bring you this exciting sectional semifinal, where right now the Assumption Royals have themselves a 17-point lead, 55-38, with 4:52 to go. It'll be Assumption basketball. They'll have to bring it up length of the court against a little 2-2-1 zone pressure going to be put on, it looks to be, from the Cardinals, and yep, that's exactly what they're going to fall into here. I'm sure they'll try to double team right out of the inbound. So Ballard catches. She does get double team, but she backs off the dribble. Look out. Sarah Shaw gets a little shove from behind. We play on. Ball ahead to Anna Schooley. Had Claire Nelson for a minute, but don't want to take a chance on a risky pass. Not when you're up by 17 with 4 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Don't need to do anything risky at this point. Run weave, really. And then see at what point the Cardinals are going to reach in and commit a foul and force the Royals to shoot free throws. You would think that once it got to about the four-minute mark, they couldn't wait much longer.
You got to start fouling, and there you go.
Poked it away from Claire Nelson, but Van Order got the reach in. And if you're the Cardinals, that's the girl you want to foul because she had just got her first. That's team foul number six of both teams with six personal fouls. Now team fouls, I should say. And it'll be 1-1 in the final 4:15. So Addie Ballard will inbound it. Looking. Come on. Backdoor cut to Sarah Shaw, left hand. Got it. What a beautiful inbounds play run by the Royals. They're up by 19 as we approach the four-minute mark. Spinning her way inside. Yenter, fall away. Tough shot. No. Rebound. Schooley, yes. The Royals got numbers. 3-on-2. To go right side, Jay Glinski stops, goes right back over to Ballard, back out to Jay Glinski, and the Royals take their time. Jay Glinski dribble it out beyond the arc between the rings. Left side, Sarah Shaw, she's in the same position. Now over to Addie Ballard, we are down to 3:45 to go. If you're a Pacelli Cardinal, you got to be sweating a little bit. If you're a Royal, you hope you can hang it on. Claire Nelson, Royals by 19, 3.5 minutes to go. Jay Glinski, left side, Schooley. Yenter on her. Gives it to Ballard. Over to Sarah Shaw. Now they're going to try to foul. They didn't call it, so they play on. Claire Nelson. They go right side to Jay Glinski. Think if you're a Royal, you'd like to see her get fouled. Ballard. between the circles, down to 3:10 to go. Just, I'm really surprised they're not fouling, Michael.
Yeah, they're really running out of time. They got to do something in a hurry.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. Royals by 19. It's almost like they're conceding at this point.
Yeah.
Ballard dribbles away from the pressure between the circles, and they finally do get the foul. It's going to be on Jaden Zdroik. It'll be her third, and a 1-1 for Ballard. Milena Kashin, a 5'6 senior, going to come into the ballgame. I think Coach Smegla can see the writing on the wall here.
I actually think they're trying to get Fowlers in there to try when they get some of their bench in.
Ballard's free throw, good! Jiller in the backside. 19 points for Addie. Having a whale of a game.
Got to be season high.
She was the leading scorer the other night for the Royals against AB. Second one's good as well. That's one way you beat the fouling game, right? Nail the free throws. And the Royals by 21 right now. And we've got a timeout. Referee's calling a timeout. I think they're going to redo the inbound here. Something they didn't like on that. Well, it cost them a few seconds, the Cardinals, it did. Inadvertent whistle, they say. Good time to happen when you're got a 21-point game with 2:45 to go. Shaw almost a steal in the backcourt. Lob it up ahead. Zdroik to Yenter. She'll stop from 15 and hit a tough shot. Yenter now. That was her first basket of the second half. She only has 5 points. On the year, Yenter averages 9.8. 2:19 remaining. Claire Nelson loses possession for a second. Picks it up. Gets it over to Ballard. Jordan J. Glinski, Ilka on her. Well, if they brought in the Fowler, she's not doing her job.
Correct. Yeah, I think this is about it. I think they're ready to concede it. I mean, they're down by 20, almost 20. It's over.
Yeah, I think they just wanted to get the senior in. And now Van Order with the foul. Van Order just a junior. And Claire Nelson will shoot a 1-1. 1:55 to go. So we head off to Wapak on Saturday night. Nelson, good. Royals by 20. And I know what coaches are going to say. Had we made our layups, we could have won by 40. And that's a pretty true statement. Second free throw, Claire, no. Don't fall in the backcourt. Let that clock roll. Lob it up ahead. Long pass through the hands of Ilka. How many turnovers do you have on the Cardinals? I've got them for 30, I think. 30. I've got 30.
You got 32.
We'll go with 32. Mm-hmm. Anna Schooley comes out of the ball game, replaced by Lady. Sons de Rosas, who came into the ball game with the catch. Ballard crosses the half court line. Right side, Jay Glinski, buck 35 to go. I think we would have a major headline if the Royals somehow would lose this, because right now, Cardinals not really in a hurry to follow.
If the Royals lose this, I volunteer Randy and I to shave our beards.
He speaks for Randy. I agree. We are 1:20 away, and it's a steal in the backcourt, but Van Order gets a stolen right back, and the Royals will try to run it out. Jay Glinski gets fouled by Van Order. Her third, and that'll be team foul number 9. So still the 1-1 up and coming here for the Royals. And Jordan J. Glinski has not shot a free throw. She does have 18 points, however. She now has 19. 21-point bulge here for the Royals. Hopefully one of the coaches is able to get up here and chat with us after the ball game, even though we have to do it by phone. We're just happy we get in the ball game. And Artie Cavanaugh into the contest for the Royals. Elena Howie also into the ballgame. And Brian Howie. The Royals are on the sideline whooping it up as they've avenged their only loss of the season, an overtime home loss to the Cardinals. And the second free throw is short. Her rebound is secured by Zdroik of Pacelli. Pacelli got a couple of subs in also during that last timeout. Ball ahead on the left side. Three ball on the way. Short. Van Order, she'll put up a three and hit it. Bella Van Order now has 9 points. Royals ahead. Kavanaugh stops, goes left side. Jaglinski with 45 seconds to go. Lady out there handling the ball. Over to Ari. Right back over to Lady. Sends De Rosas. Dribbles it away from the pressure. Kavanaugh. She and Lady play catch with 30 seconds to go. Lady has it momentarily poked away by Koenigs, sophomore for Pacelli. Getting a little PT here at the end as we are down to our final 15 seconds to go from Adams Friendship. And the Royals are going to move on to the sectional finals in Wapeka on Saturday night at 7 o'clock to take on either Oneida Nation or Sebastopol as the gun sounds. And the final scoreboard reads the Assumption Royals 61, the Cardinals of Pacelli 43. Michael and I have a lot of numbers to add up. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to some people. We need at least, look, why don't we take a 3-minute timeout here, and we'll be back with more from Adams right after this.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
We are the boy band. Your tween made you see. We are the boy band. It's painful concert number 3. We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sport.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
The home of the Green Devils. This Division II, Sectional II semifinal as the Assumption Royals
put up 25 points in the second half, hold the Cardinals to just 15, and win it going away by the final of 61-43. And, Coach, we had a little trouble with our machines tonight, so we had to do it on the phone. But thank God we got it on the air, and what a win for you guys.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. First of all, congratulations, Michelli, on a heck of a season. They've got a couple just very young, talented guards. They're going to be great across the board. So we're very fortunate to earn this victory. Super proud of the ladies. They battled hard and earned this one.
That early start, so many good looks. They just did not want to go in. Finally got the cellophane off the rim and were able to put some of those down.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals which is – it happens from time to time. You know, it's one of those deals. We always talk about a goldfish mentality. What's the happiest animal in the world? Goldfish. He's got a one-second memory, right? So it's one of those deals. Sometimes they fall, sometimes they don't. Our ball pressure was getting us quality looks. It gave us a lot of confidence that eventually they're going to fall.
You know, we said, I don't think I'd want to be a referee in this ball game because it was so physical. But I'll tell you what. The balance on the fouls was like even at 6-6. I thought, as physical as it was, they wanted the kids to stay on the court. They didn't want to have to go to the bench and have numbers 7, 8, and 9 determine it. I really thought they did a fine job.
You're going to see one of those officials in the state championship game for D5. The other two are going to be working a D1 semifinal. That was a terrific crew, great selection, great communication. You know, again, there's three teams on the floor. Shout out to the guys in stripes tonight. They were absolutely fantastic.
So what did you say to the girls at halftime? Because you had to be thinking to yourselves, you know, we should be dominating this scoreboard right now. What do you do to keep encouraging them besides the goldfish mentality?
You know, honestly, we had looked at this from the scouting report. We were not real happy with – we had a pretty good idea how they break our pressure, and we weren't executing it. So we were able to make an adjustment where we were able to get a double – get the ball out of 22's hands, keep it out of 5's hands, and at that point, we were able to go ahead and speed it up to our tempo and our pressure. But, you know, I understand you'd want to make a few more shots. That's a really high-quality team. The girls were pretty pumped. Jordan's three at the end of that half was, I mean, that's NBA range, and it was so massive for us. Like, it was, as a dad, as a coach, I cannot tell you how proud I am of her. And I can't tell you how many times we shot that shot in the Assumption Gym. For her to hit it at that spot was just massive for us. Massive.
What was hilarious was I looked at the roof because it was raising after that thing went through. And then I looked over at your bench, and all the coaches are just pumping fists.
I may have to apologize to Coach Pultz. I think it broke his hand. I was looking for someone to high-five or hug, and I needed to find my guy. So, again, also a shout-out to our boys. Congratulations on their first home win, playoff win since 2018, I believe. And good luck to them tomorrow night in Columbus Catholic. The girls will be there rooting them on. Our student section tonight was fantastic. The energy, thank you to all of the crowd that came out to support us tonight. I mean, this is Royals basketball. One more to go.
Very interesting. I'm sitting up here talking on a phone, and I can't hear myself. That's how loud it was. So big shout-out to your fans and to you, and congratulations, Coach. Let's go do it again on Saturday.
Absolutely. Hey, appreciate you guys coming. We'll figure out where we're going to play and when we're going to play on Saturday. I don't even know who we're going to play, but one more we need to go.
Right now, Sebastopol's up 30-17 with about 10 minutes to go.
Outstanding. It's one of those deals, which is they've got a real high-quality guard. Her name's Rickelug. We'll get a chance to know her well. The good news is we don't have to practice tomorrow. We get to practice tomorrow. We'll probably figure that out. See you guys. Have a great day.
Coach, thanks a lot. We appreciate it as well. As the Assumption Royals victorious here tonight by the final of 61-43. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics as we wrap things up here tonight. First of all, for Allison Smaglik's Pacelli Cardinals, they were led in scoring by Madeline Pianic, a 5'6" sophomore with 15 points to lead the way. After that, it was 10 for Jaden Zdroik, also a sophomore. So, Coach is right. They're young, and they're going to be good in the future. Junior Ella Van Order with 9 points. Top three scorers, not a one a senior. The senior with 5 points, Kaylin Yenter. She did handle the ball. She is going to be a big piece to try to replace. And 4 for Haley Szczuski. KD Elka did not score tonight for the Cardinals. She was one of the starters as well. 10 for 12 from the free throw line. They only shot 1 in the second half after going 9 for 10 in half number 1. Here's the big key to the game as well. 33 turnovers tonight by the Cardinals. For the Assumption Royals, 20 points tonight for Andy Vollert. Once again, she leads the team in scoring. 19 for Jordan J. Glinski. 8 points for Anna Schooley. 7 for Sarah Shaw. 5 for Claire Nelson.
and the only person to score off the bench for either team, Lady Sanz de Rosas. She had a basket in half number one. 10 for 17 from the free throw line for the Royals, and they turned it over 14 times. So the Royals led it by 8 at the break, and then outscored the Cardinals 25-15 and half number two to win it going away 61-43. And they will be taking on either Sevastopol or Oneida Nation on Saturday. As of right now, it's in Wapaka at 7 o'clock. Again, a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to make the trip down here. And a great big thank you to Laura Berg back at our studios as she engineered our broadcast. It's unfortunate we couldn't get more words out of Michael tonight because of the problems that we had with the equipment. But hopefully we can get that fixed tomorrow, and hopefully somehow, some way, we can get Michael to go with us over to Wapaka.
Well, I think your listenership probably went out the more quiet I was. So, but either way, it was great to be here. And that man, looking ahead next year, Pacelli's going to be very, very good in D5. And the Royals, boy, there that train just keeps on hauling. And I think it's going to end up with the rush and with the ball somewhere.
So the Royals now improved to 26-1 on the season as they avenge their only loss of the year to the Cardinals, who now fall to 21-7 and their season draws to close. So again, great big thank you to everyone. This is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Victorious Assumption Royal Basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.